Chaz and AJ Premier Auto Group News.
Well, we just had the woman with the world's largest mouth on the show.
Yes.
And now we have the youngest rider on the U.S. Pro Halfpipe team, Joey Okeson. Good morning.
How's it going?
Morning.
Good, thanks. Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Very excited for you. Just so you know, for the record, he's also son of our vice president and general manager, Kristen.
Yes.
Who we all love very much.
Oh, yes.
And she's a little bit of an overachiever, right?
The whole family is.
It's a little much. Can you guys dial it down?
Right, exactly right. Can one of you do something stupid?
I've clearly done nothing with my life.
I'll tell you. Find a cousin you like.
You go to the Olympics, you win a gold, then dial it down.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Cool. Very cool. Yeah. Right. Just think like me.
When do you try out for the Olympics? How does that work?
So we have 4 qualifying events this winter leading up to the Olympics in early February, and I'm headed out to Colorado next week to get those started. So there's 2 before Christmas, then I come home for Christmas, New Year's, and then there's 2 after that.
Wow.
Wow. And you were saying that you were supposed to go tomorrow.
Yeah,
but now
originally.
That's been pushed up.
Yeah, they're having trouble getting the half pipe up because it requires a lot of work to do that. So it's a little.
You need snow and
yeah,
all these
it's
things.
Tedious,
it's tough
for
to
sure.
do without snow.
Yeah, you can't do it with mud.
Yeah.
It'd be totally different.
That's insane, though, because it takes away from your practice time. That could be good or not good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just in Europe getting ready for the season, so I feel pretty prepared, but those couple of days leading up would have been good for sure. But
yeah.
I feel like I'm ready to go.
Good. And so Europe, you were in Switzerland?
Switzerland, and then me and 3 other friends took a little break and went to Spain to the beach for 2 weeks.
Sounds like important training.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah, very
right.
important.
We got to work on your tan for the for the snow.
Yeah.
What kind of boarding do you do there?
See
you.
Yeah.
So they can see you. Yeah, different kind of boarding.
So in Switzerland, were you at that place where you have to take 2 gondolas and a train to get to the top?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was, and then there's like hundreds of ski racers every day, so you're just fighting people to get on the gondola. So getting up to the mountain is a whole, like, it's a 2-hour round trip.
Wow.
2
every
hours
day.
Round
every
trip.
Day. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Every day. So by the time you get to the top, you're tired.
Right.
And really, I'm going to take a nap now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought my commute was bad.
My look at full.
The pipe there, is that a super pipe?
Yes.
Okay. And how high is that?
It is 22 feet high. That's the standard for all half pipes.
Okay. And then you guys don't stay in that pipe. You kind of fly out of it.
Yeah, that's the
I know.
So how far do you go up past the pipe?
The highest I've gone is around 20 feet, but on average, it'll be like 10 to 15.
Okay.
You need a parachute when you're coming down.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I was going to say, 40-something feet, that's like a 4-story or more building.
Yeah.
Jumping off the roof of this building.
I'd be screaming the entire time.
Okay. So
just so you know.
Yeah. Right. Well, so clearly if you're going on these gondolas and flying 40 something feet in the air, you have no fear of heights.
I mean, looking down from the gondola, it's scary.
Right.
But when you're snowboarding, you're just so in the moment and when it goes well, it's like you don't have any impact because you're landing on the transition of the half pipe. So when you jump off the wall and like land in the middle, that's when you get into trouble.
Right.
But if you land right at the top, like where you're supposed to, it's like
you're
no impact.
Right.
Yeah, it's the greatest feeling.
All right, so my advice to you is land where you're supposed to land.
Yeah.
I probably end up in a tree somewhere. He's in a tree again.
Hey,
God
well,
damn
we
it.
Figured this out.
Right. They start throwing shoes at me to get me out. Get me out of here.
So you go and you try out, and when do you find out, and how many spots on the team and all that?
So there's 4 spots per gender, per discipline. So I'm competing for 1 of 4. The Olympic qualifying criteria is, it's confusing to me. My mom understands it a lot better than I do, but basically I just want to do well at the first competition. If I don't do well
there,
the second.
Keep it
simple. Yeah, just take care of that part.
Just keep it simple.
Right.
Good. Be strong right out of the gate.
Right. Exactly.
Don't have to worry about these numbers.
Yeah.
However, you're very good at when everything's on the line, pulling out a good run.
Yeah, but
you want to do
that's
it
a scary
early.
Place to get to.
Yeah. Yeah, good so, for you. Good plan. So there's 4 spots, but there has to be alternates, right? Especially with COVID.
Like if something happened to somebody,
there's,
for example?
Yeah, there's one. I don't even know how it works, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Really?
I think there's one alternate, and they may or might. Well, because China's all crazy with COVID and Because so I don't really know how it's going to work. I try not to think about it too much.
Yeah, just make the team.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. The goal.
Yeah, you just go, you have a strong run.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Yep. Take care of that part.
If, you know, with COVID, you would think you'd want to bring like 30 people over.
Yeah, yeah, right?
But the U.S. is only limited to so many spots in the Olympic Village.
Oh.
So it's like all with beds and stuff like that. So they can't just be bringing a bunch of people, as far as I understand.
This is, you had a breakout run at the U.S. Open in 2020.
Yes.
Were you even supposed to be there? Were you were there watching your brother, Tom?
Yeah, I was flying out. So I really wanted to ride in the event. All my friends were riding in it, and my brother got invited to the 14 and under division. And so my mom was like, oh, you should come fly out. Like, we'll watch him. It'll be fun. And I had been trying to get a spot, you know, using my connections to try and get in. And so I decided to fly out with my brother and my mom to go and watch my brother. And I was at the airport and got an email that I would be an alternate in the event. So I was like, all right, this is awesome. I can go ride. I wasn't even thinking about competing.
So did you bring your snowboard or do they give you snowboard? So you brought it.
Yeah, I brought all my stuff. Because I was going to snowboard regardless.
Yeah, you don't go to Colorado without your board.
Exactly, right. I forgot my board, sorry.
So boom, you get a spot. You're like an alternate.
So an alternate, yeah. So that means that I was the second alternate. So two people had to drop out in order for me to get in to compete. And so I was out there riding practice, and then my coach at the time, his name is Luke Boneg from Okemo Mountain in Vermont. He was trying to get me in, talking to all the guys, like, you should really let him in, like, he's going to do well. And so two people ended up dropping out, so I got a spot. Didn't really think anything of it, and then I landed my first run in qualifiers. It was pretty good. I was in, like, 17th or 18th place. And then my second run in qualifiers, I had done a run that, like, I never thought I could do. Way higher than I ever thought I could do it, and it all just kind of came together, and I made the final. And at the final, I got fifth place. I was the top American, and ever since
then, number one American.
Yeah,
I got amazing.
The U.S. Open.
You need a guy named Vito to you talking. Hey, hey, be in your best
think
interest.
About how many people.
You should let him in. It'd be in your best interest to let him in here. What if something were to happen to someone like yourself, for example?
Right. What do you mean, Vito?
Yeah. Right. Suppose you fell off the mountain, for example. Something happened, a big boulder, a large thing landed on you.
Hypothetically,
such
of course.
A fine resort you have here.
Yeah, it'd be a shame if something happened to another, wouldn't it?
I got my people, you know.
Yeah. You ended with a quarter pipe.
I was trying to let him know without saying it.
So this is your breakout run, and you went there to watch your brother. You become an alternate. You get a spot, and then now I think this is your third run, and you're in 10th place.
Incredible. I mean, we can have all the production meetings we want, and try to predict storylines, but at the end of the day, these stories are going to create themselves. The writing is what creates the stories. Joey Okeson. Down there in 10th place. But then this kid is absolutely capable of putting down a score that starts with a 9. Nice little wall ride, then air to Fakie. Into the cab, 720. Interesting move, opting not to go with the flyout and drop right into the superbike.
Just goes huge on that double crippler. And this was the trick he's been having problems on all day. And he lands it.
Hold on 1 second.
And it's a bit.
So do you hear the crowd?
Yep, they're going nuts. Yeah.
Or is it just all the... blur.
Once I finished the run, then it like hit me like how many people were there, because I had never snowboarded in front of that many people until that day.
Oh,
so geez. Like to be there, I was so in the moment, and then once I landed and like realized what I had done, I was like, oh my god, like,
did it.
Yeah it was crazy.
Yeah, as soon as you landed that one, you pumped your fist, you're like,
oh my god.
I got it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
and it's a big one. He's just doing it for himself, you know, which is awesome.
Hold on. I think if you listen closely, in the background from Connecticut, you could hear your mother screaming.
I knew. I thought it sounded familiar. Wasn't certain.
Look at how stoked he is. That is incredible. He just won. He's like, I won. Yeah. I won the Open.
Wow.
Awesome.
That doesn't suck at all.
No. You know what's interesting about that is that run was so good that HBO made a documentary on Jake Burton, who was one of the founders of the sport, like designed a modern day snowboard. Like he's
you know that
legend,
the Mac Daddy. Yeah. So they make a tribute and a documentary to this guy. And in the opening montage, they use pieces of that run, his run.
Nice.
Joey's run in that.
Crazy!
And, well, that's like, if you think about all the runs that have ever been filmed, they use that to kind of show you, this is what this sport has become.
Yep.
It's an example of what it's become.
In the early days, they had a picture of me slipping in the parking lot. I did the same stuff, not intentionally.
Yeah. Joey Okeson's on. He is the youngest rider on the U.S. Pro Halfpipe team, and he's going to be trying out for the U.S. Olympics from Southbury, Connecticut.
Yay.
Good luck, man.
Yeah, hey, seriously. Yeah.
What's a typical training day like if you're not on the halfpipe? Are there exercises, diet, what?
Yeah, I work out a lot, working on my mobility.
Like legs and core stretching?
Yeah, legs and core for the most part. Yeah. You know, getting strong is good to prevent injury, but I took working out seriously over the summer, and once I did that, got back onto snow this fall, my coaches were like, oh my God, dude, like you look like a different snowboarder. So
really?
That in of itself has been very rewarding and motivating for me. So I've been trying to focus more on it.
Are you like Rocky, you have to stay away from girls or?
No.
And they encourage it. They encourage it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, does mom come over and say, hey, do you really want that other piece of pie?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Because this way you go down the mountain faster.
Exactly, gravity works. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly right.
He's burning those calories off at a like faster rate than all of us.
Like a rocket.
It's
yeah.
It's true.
Right. He actually has to. You know, eat a lot, right?
Yeah.
Just the calories you burn.
Like, I try and eat as big of a breakfast that I can.
Like what? Like eggs, a sausage?
Eggs, sausage, yeah. Like granola.
What's on your plate? Everything.
Coffee, some fruit. Like, try and just eat as much as I can.
Yeah, he has a lot of good food in there, though. Did you hear that?
So from
granola.
I'm training for now on.
I know. I try to do that. Doesn't have the same
effect. Yeah, we train over here, too.
I didn't hear any, like, home fries.
No.
Hash browns.
Right. No ketchup.
If you play it backwards.
Do you come up with your routine or do your coaches come up with it?
Yeah, so I come up with it and then I'll usually talk to them about it and see what they think. Because, you know, they watch me ride all day, so they may have suggestions. But at the end of the day, it's up to you as to what you want to do. Which is why I love snowboarding.
Can you come up with new tricks?
Yeah.
Or do, okay.
That's the goal, yeah. So when I'm in Europe in the fall, that's the time to learn new tricks. Or in the spring when we go out to like Mammoth Mountain in California. So we try and learn our new tricks in the off season so that when the winter comes and the competition season comes, we have them. So
now coming up with a new trick, this is a trick that's already been done that's difficult or a brand new trick?
Some of them have, you know, it depends on what type of snowboarder you are. And
right. Like you might add a part of this trick onto this trick or do two very difficult tricks in a row or something like that.
Yeah. So I learned a new trick. It was not this fall, but last fall. And it had been done before. But the way I grabbed my board when I did it was the first time someone's done it.
Okay.
So you can add your own little twist to it.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll combine skeet shooting with it. It'd be cool.
Do you have in your mind a routine you're going to try for these tryouts?
Oh, yeah. I think about it multiple times a day, every
day.
That's
great.
Yeah. So I try and see it. I learned that from Chloe Kim, who has become my good friend. She visualizes her runs all the time. She went to Princeton for a year and took snowboarding off. She said she visualized her runs every single day. And as soon as she got back to competing, it was like it made so much sense to her still. And it was right where she left off, you know?
Yeah. Well, they've done that. They've had scientists and people who have worked with NASA astronauts hook up Olympic runners to the, you know, whatever, the electronic gear and stuff. And they had these Olympic runners in their mind run their race.
Oh.
And it turns out as they were sitting there in the chair running the race in their mind, all of the muscles that fire during a run were firing.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Because the mind can't tell the difference between reality and what you're thinking.
That's why it works.
Yeah, it works.
It's crazy.
When you see a golfer get up and like do those fake swings, they're visualizing the shot go well. Or a baseball player at the bat, they're visualizing all of this.
Try to put golf next. Yes.
It consumes my mind.
Good.
Yeah.
When I was your age, girls and partying consumed my mind.
I want cars.
What happened to me?
I want cars. I got the cars, though.
So it all started with a radio promotion for you, right?
It did, yeah.
This is hysterical.
I had grown up skiing, going to Vermont with my school. Would take a trip up there every year, and I would see people snowboarding and be like, I want to do that. That looks way cooler. And I had grown up skateboarding as well, so skateboarding was familiar to me. And then my mom was like, oh, I got a promotion at Ski Sundown in Connecticut. Like, do you want to go try snowboarding? I was like, yes. And so we tried it. My mom was so bad at it. My dad came as well. They were terrible. And I loved
any,
it right
off
the bat.
Any video of that?
I don't know.
Yeah, if
there weren't
any...
like iPhones around. It was probably when I was like 7 years old.
That'd be funny to play at a company party.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. All security footage, maybe.
For about 5 seconds.
Yeah. Wow, from a radio promotion, a kid in Southbury going to try out for the Olympics.
Yep.
Four spots on the team. One of those spots probably going to Sean White.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting older. So.
He's done, what, like
yeah.
six Olympics or something?
This would be his fifth.
This would be his fifth?
Yes.
He's won three golds in the winter, right? I think it was 6, 10, and 18.
But that's a big deal because you recognize his name, you know?
Yeah, he comes to all our training camps, so he's around. I'd
so
see
you
him
talk
riding.
To him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's
wow.
a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
is he
nice
helpful
list.
Or more competitive?
No, he's a very competitive guy, so he does his own thing.
Right, so he's not going to come over and say, hey, Joey, you know, I saw that, and why don't you try this?
Most likely not.
Yeah. He's more like I'm going to steal that from you, yeah.
Well, you took his spot in the X Games, right? He was he had to bail on an injury?
I guess he had hurt his knee. I don't really know exactly what happened.
Right, what do you mean by that?
Oh, he hurt my knee trick.
Vito. He called Vito again.
Yeah, well, my coach called me, and I was in northern Vermont. I had driven 3 hours from our condo in Okemo, so I was so far up. And he was like, yeah, can you fly out to Aspen tonight? And I was like, for X Games? He was like, yeah, I think you're going to get in. Sean's probably going to drop out. And I was like, okay.
Yeah,
so
be right there.
I drive 3 hours north to meet someone to ride for the day. I call him. I'm like, I got to go home. I drive 6 hours back home to Connecticut, pack all my stuff, fly out the next morning, and I get there, and they're like, oh, you actually, you can't practice yet because Sean hasn't officially dropped out, and because of COVID, we're not allowed to let X amount of people up on the half pipe. So I was like, okay. I flew out here, I dropped everything, flew out here, and right. I can't practice because he hasn't officially dropped out. It was frustrating, but he ended up dropping out, and yeah, I got in to do X Games. It was
How'd
awesome.
You do?
I got fifth place.
Wow.
Yeah. It was only seven That's people wild. Were there, but still it was like seven of the best people in the world. So
right.
I was really happy to nice. Just
and,
be there.
Well, you weren't like practicing leading up to it.
Yeah,
knowing you
spent more time driving.
Yeah.
And I had one practice day and I hurt my knee. And my knee is still kind of messed up from that crash. So it was just like the it
That's
was
incredible.
It was a mess. Mm-hmm. But
That's
I was
incredible.
Just happy to be there. It was yeah. a dream come true.
Sean White, knee injury. So there's a theme here, AJ.
Yes.
It's like the coach
Knees.
Goes around.
Yeah.
And making deals. Joey Okeson on trying out for the Olympic snowboarding team. You drove yourself across the country at 18 years old because you came in contact with someone with COVID.
Oh, my God.
How many COVID tests have you had?
Like 60, 70.
Wow.
I don't even know. It was like every, if we were international last season, it was every other day or every day. So I've had a lot of COVID tests. But yeah, my roommate got COVID when we were in Copper Mountain, Colorado. And it was right before Christmas. So my team was like, yeah, you can't fly home because you might have COVID. So you're probably going to have to stay here for 10 days. And it was like December like 17th.
Yeah,
I was like, no, I want to go home so. For Christmas with my family.
Yeah.
So my mom called her friend, Jeff Carrington. He got me a car from a Toyota dealership in, I don't know where exactly it was, somewhere near Copper Mountain in Colorado.
I think your mom's with the CIA. She knows people everywhere.
She does. She,
now
yeah,
it's just to kill you.
Wild.
It's like, how does it, what?
So
really?
My coaches, they drove in one car, two of them. One got out, drove the car back, brought it to me, and I was like, all right, 30-hour drive. Put it in my
I'm
phone.
18. I could do this.
Right.
I went, stopped in Kansas first, and then I went to St. Louis, Missouri. Then I stayed a night in Pittsburgh, and then I drove home. So it was like a 3-day trip.
Wow.
It was fun. I went to a lot of skate parks, tried some new food.
Oh, good. So
yeah.
You enjoyed yourself.
I didn't end up getting COVID, so it was all for nothing.
There you go, see?
Yeah.
So we know you're going to make the team and you're going to go to the Olympics. What are there other snowboarders in the world that you're thinking, that might be, they're tough?
Yeah. I mean, Sean is the greatest competitor of all time. So if he's on, it's going to be tough to beat him. But for the most part, the U.S. team is, you know, we're all competitive with each other. So it'll depend on who shows up, but I feel like it's my time. I'm ready.
Oh, it's definitely your time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the youngest on the team by 2 years. I feel like, you know, people have been around for Olympic cycles before, and this is my first one. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you look at the United States team or the potential team as compared to the rest of the world, how do you think we look?
I mean, it takes a specific type of person for snowboarding, especially half pipe. So I don't know. There's some characters who do it for sure. But I love them all. We have a great time together.
Yeah, it's a great community.
Yeah.
And we know you're going to do well. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
And
so
remember
much.
Us when you're, you know, if you could, when you're on the stand getting the gold medal, if you could just kind of like pull your shirt up and have a Chaz and AJ shirt on.
I'll have a tattoo.
It.
I can't have logos.
Oh, like okay, shirts, tattoo.
So yeah, I'll get a tattoo.
Okay,
excellent.
Cool.
All right.
It'd be pretty cool.
That's dedication right there.
And I heard that we might be able to auction off a private lesson with you.
Nice.
And for the toy drive.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know how it's going to work, but I would love to do that. That would be really cool.
Yeah. AJ.
That's exactly what I thought. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I was going to skateboard, a snowboard. However, probably not.
Figure it out.
Joey Okeson from Southbury, Connecticut, the youngest rider on the U.S. Pro Halfpipe team and going to try out for the United States Olympics team. Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much.
We're
proud of you, man.